I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. For though you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the child. There is a certain fittingness and also a certain delicious irony in celebrating the profession of Dominican laity at this feast day of our Holy Father Francis. Like Franciscans, we Dominicans come out of the mendicant tradition, that is to say, the beggar tradition. That unlike all the different monastic communities that will, you know, work the land to make their living, that we have instead consecrated ourselves in a different way. In our case, specifically to consecrate ourselves to the pursuit and to the preaching of truth. With that, though, comes a temptation, comes a risk. That in a lifetime of study, which you will receive and have received much good formation, you'll read many good books, you'll learn all kinds of Latin words and historical figures, and we will stop being childlike. Because of how, at least how we perceive ourselves to be, so wise and learned. Remember those first words that just came out of George's mouth. By the mercy of God, we have learned to rule. There are many different sorts of confraternities that exist in the Catholic Church, even some others kind of within the broader Dominican family. We make different sorts of promises to God that will say certain prayers or will live a certain way. In part of the Dominican lay chapter is different. The promises you make here are not simply promises to God. They are, but there's something deeper than that. The promises to God mediated through other human beings. The master of the Dominican Order, Brother Gerard, or Stefano, or Sister Henry Suso, that we have in here something deeper than simply devotion and piety. We have here a true community, a true communion, a true people who have been bound together by the promises that you have made. Not only to God, but to each other. The beginning of the fundamental constitution of the Dominican laity is this. Among the disciples of Christ, men and women living in the world have, in virtue of baptism and confirmation, been made sharers in the prophetic, priestly, and royal office of our Lord Jesus Christ. But it goes on. Some of them, moved by the Holy Spirit to live a life according to the spirit and charism of St. Dominic, are incorporated into the order by a special promise according to the statutes proper to them. Incorporated into an order. No, this is not just another social club, just another confraternity. What we have here is an order, part of a sacred hierarchy, in which you, even and especially in your lay state, have the opportunity to participate in the preaching mission that was founded by St. Dominic over 800 years ago. It's a privilege that, quite frankly, is too heavy for you or for any one of us to bear. I'm sure there have already been moments where you've struggled, where you've said, is all this formation worth it? Is it worth it to persevere through the process? Can't I just be a fan of St. Dominic and Dominicanism on the sidelines? But you stuck with it, and to those who are making temporary profession, I encourage you to continue to stick with it. Because by persevering in this way of life, You're given something deeper than simply being a well-catechized Catholic on your own can offer. You're given the gift of true Dominican brotherhood and sisterhood. As these people around you continue to lead you, continue to form you, continue to show you mercy when you need to be corrected, continue to give you chances to show mercy when they themselves